Today, July 30th, and the time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Senate today looks to pass two bills countering the deleterious effects of social media on young people.
The legislation would require platforms give teens the option to opt out of algorithms and give parents more control over how their kids' information is used. X and Microsoft have endorsed the safeguards, and Meta says it backs legislation to regulate tech platforms, but the company stopped short of endorsing the Senate bill.
ABC's Andrea Fajii. House Speaker Mike Johnson will not commit to giving the bill a vote there. The wildfire burning north of Chico, California, is now the sixth largest in state history and was no accident. Ronnie Dean Stout, charged with felony arson, alleged to have pushed his burning car into a gully last week, starting the blaze. Scheduled to blast off this morning from Florida's Cape Canaveral Space Force Station, an Atlas V rocket carrying a top-secret payload for Space Force's Space Systems Command. This is ABC News. We continue to learn more about fired white Sangamon County, Illinois Sheriff's Deputy Sam Grayson, who shot and killed unarmed black woman Sonia Massey in her own Springfield, Illinois home after calling about a possible intruder. Her killing officially ruled a homicide.
Moments after the shooting, Deputy Grayson explaining the situation to responding officers.
Where's the gun?
No, she had a boiling water and came at me with boiling water.
You shot her?
Yeah. She said she was going to rebuke me in the name of Jesus and came out with boiling water.
Records show Grayson worked at six police departments in 4 years, got two DUIs, and was discharged from the Army for serious misconduct.
Grayson remains jailed on first-degree murder and other charges. The gospel music world in mourning at word that three members of the Melons, a Hall of Fame quartet, were killed in a plane crash 250 miles north of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Also killed in that crash was the chair of the board overseeing the Georgia Department of Corrections. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Today's forecast calls for high temperatures to be in the mid to upper 80s with a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm today. For Tuesday night, maybe a shower early, then partly cloudy, a low of 66. Wednesday, 88, partly cloudy, very warm and humid, a 40% chance of thunderstorms overnight. Thursday, mid 80s with rain and thunderstorms likely in the morning. Friday, partly cloudy and turning less humid later, a high of 85. Currently in WRCO studios, following yesterday's high of 85 degrees, we did pick up 25 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. Our temperature currently is 64 after the midnight reading of 67. That's how it starts. That's how we begin today, Tuesday, July 30th, 2024. It is time to begin the broadcast day officially.
So proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly
streaming. Yeah!
standing by the bedside of a dear and precious saint. With tear-stained eyes I held his hand. His life was growing faint. He looked at me and said, "My child, why do you look so sad? I'm going now to my new home. You'll see me again." Christians never say goodbye. We only move to our home on high. Free from pain and never die. With Jesus we will reign. A wife may lose her husband, or a mother lose her child. Case we all can say, Christians never say goodbye. Now he's gone to live in heaven.
We start the day in a positive way, remembering the Neelons. You may have heard that story on the ABC News update. They actually mispronounced their name, but the Neelons, a gospel group, headed toward a engagement over the weekend, and their plane crashed, killing Jason and Kelly Neelon Clark, Amber and Nathan Kistler as well, and the pilot Larry Haney and his wife Melissa. So there you go. We remember them this morning. So we start the day in a positive way with the Neelons. Before that, our national anthem, and that was sung by Carrie Underwood. Well, good morning, friends. Phil Nee with you on this Tuesday, July 30th. Time is going by quickly. The waning days of July. We have a lot of cool things planned for you today, just for listening to local radio, and also our Grace Auction, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination, will begin at 10 this morning. 10 to noon with another whole bunch of goodies and fun stuff to auction off for a good cause. So we look forward to that event a little bit later on today. In the meantime, some good stuff getting you in the know, and we'll also recap sports in about 10 minutes. We'll be talking about a Brewer win last night to open the series against the Braves. That's good stuff, right? 64 at WRCO Studios. Here's Jerry Reed.
Thank you. can tell what's on your mind, 'cause I can see the love light shine. You want me to settle down and quit all my rambling around. But woman, this heart of mine, just love one day at a time. Tomorrow's a brand new song and I might feel moving it on. So baby, let's just sing our song while we're together. Let's don't look no farther than today. Love me tonight, just hold on tight and be my woman. And don't let what we're feeling slip away. Baby, you know that I ain't the kind who can settle down and walk on the line. And tomorrow I might be gone, so baby, let's sing our song.
Guess as a lover, I have a ways to go. When someone wants you, they should just say it's so. But you'll understand if you'll take my hand, then we can dance real slow to something on the radio. Listen to the radio. Oh, listen to the radio. Let's spend the night together, baby, don't go. They sing it on the radio. I try to find a way to explain to you what's on my mind and not sound so plain to you. But you'll realize if you close your eyes, the feelings my words can't show, they're playing on the radio. Listen to the radio. Oh, listen to the radio. Let's spend the night together, baby, don't go. They sing it on the radio. The words I'd say don't seem to sound as real. The songs they play, that's how I really feel. So listen to the radio. Oh, listen to the radio. Let's spend the night together, baby, don't go. They sing it on the radio. Listen to the radio. Oh, listen to the radio. Let's spend the night together, baby, don't go. They sing it on the radio.
Don Williams on the Light in the Milk House Show, 5:15 the time. The Lower Wisconsin State Riverway Board has scheduled its annual guided canoe trips on the Wisconsin River. Trips scheduled for today from 9 until 1, from Muscadet to Port Andrew, next Monday, August 5th, and Thursday, August 8th, 9 until 1, from Gotham to Muscadet. To make a reservation, contact the Riverway Board office Monday through Friday at 608-739-3188. And Walk with Grace T-shirt pickup day will be held today from 10 until 7 at the Grace office. If you or your team pre-order those T-shirts, today is the day to pick them up and wear them proudly. Get ready for this year's Walk with Grace, which happens on Friday night, August 9th. WRCO Radio giving you the wake-up call today. Glad to have you listening to the radio as we cruise on in the morning. This is Johnny Tillotson.
Hop back, trembling lips, shaky legs, don't just stand there.
Johnny Tillotson on WRCO's Light in the Milk House Show. It is 19 after 5.
Both calves and slaughter cows were higher at this past Wednesday's sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola. Beef crossbred calves sold up to $850, with Holstein calves up to $685. Heifer and small dairy calves, $130 to $430. Slaughter cows range from $90 to $138, with two questionable health cows, $79 and $84, and bulls up to $156. We had a very active market at last Friday's feeder sale. Some representative sales include 8 black heifers that weighed 850 pounds at $277, 8 black heifers, 840 at $227, 17 black steers, 860 pounds at $243, 42 mixed steers and heifers, 750 pounds. They averaged $244, 12 dairy crossbred steers, 550 pounds at $224. 21 Holstein steers at 600 to 247, and 16 big Holstein steers weighing 10 and a quarter to $1.52. For all of your livestock marketing needs, whether it's singles, large packages, contact Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola. Darren, Colton, and Jim do their best to get you a good price for your livestock.
Good oral health leads to better overall health. brush twice a day, floss regularly, and don't forget to see your dentist. At Village Family Dental, we have a full-time certified orthodontist ready to care for your smile. Schedule your appointment today for a regular checkup, cleaning, or free orthodontic exam. Prevent bacteria from entering your bloodstream and causing other health issues. Keep your mouth healthy with Village Family Dental and Orthodontics in Spring Green. Call now to make an appointment. Your health starts with your smile.
Today's update on sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Willie Adames hit a three-run home run in the sixth inning, and rookie Jack Centurio added a two-run shot in the eighth to lift the Milwaukee Brewers past the Atlanta Braves 8-3 on Monday night. Adames' 416-foot home run came off reliever Jesse Chavez, who took the loss. Joey Ortiz's run-scoring triple in the seventh gave Milwaukee a three-run margin, and Churio's home run gave the Brewers a five-run edge. Grant Holmes, a 28-year-old rookie right-hander who spent nearly 10 years in the minors before being called up in mid-June, made his first career start for the Braves. He gave up three hits and one run in five innings, striking out eight, and he did not issue a walk. Elsewhere, Cincinnati beat the Chicago Cubs 7-1, Arizona 9-8 over Washington. St. Louis lost to Texas 6-3. Pittsburgh 5-3 over Houston, the Mets 15 and Minnesota 2, Yankees 14, Philadelphia 4. In the American League, Baltimore 11, Toronto 5, Cleveland 8-4 over Detroit. It was also Toronto winning the nightcap 8-4 over Baltimore, Boston 14, Seattle 7, and Kansas City 8-5 over the Chicago White Sox. That's a look at the baseball scoreboard today, and this update is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Sleepy Hollow Auto Group of Viroqua is your GMC headquarters with a great selection, excellent financing, and lifelong support. They'll take care of you. Southwest Title LLC provides complete real estate services for Richland, Grant, Crawford, and Vernon counties with title insurance and real estate closings. And Subway serves healthy options of delicious hot and cold subs on fresh breads, great salads, personal pizzas, party platters, and you can build a better breakfast.
Well, good morning to you. It is time to kind of just liven up the joint here, do a little aerobic polka for you. If you're ready, a little stiff here this morning. All right, here we go.
Yep.
The All-Stars of Polka Land right there in the Lichtensteiner Polka on the old Light in the Milk House show. We're headed toward 86 later today. Warm and humid again. A slight chance of a thunderstorm in the afternoon. For tonight, 68 and a 40% chance of late night showers. Here is Ava Barber.
Taking my bucket down to the south on field of memories, bring it on back. Taking my bucket down to the south on field of memories, bring it on back.
Down to the south on the field of memories, bring it on back.
Taking my buckets down to the south on the field of memories,
bring it on back. This weekend.
something nice. I can hear her scold me. What a good girl that I should be. Wish that she could hold me.
Must move right away. Pick up the phone, I hear somebody sing. She said, hey, does your heart still run like it should? I said, yes, but since you left me, it don't do me no good. I got a one on her heart. She only drove me crazy on Sunday. Guaranteed to start this one on her heart. She wants to know, was this heart in a rig? Are there bed breaks? Was their owner neglect? Will you be asking for an arm and a leg? I said, this old heart is worth a lot to me. But treat me right and I can let you have it. One on her heart. She only drove me crazy on Sundays. Guaranteed to start. It's a one on her heart. Said, I need to see some papers on you. I said, the title is clear. If something happens, she said, what will I do? Well, I'll be ragged. With this one on her heart. She only drove me crazy on Sunday. Guaranteed. It's a one on her heart. Goodbye, one on her heart. She only drove me crazy
T.G. Shepherd on WRCO Radio and a one-owner heart. Good morning. It is 64 degrees. The fog has settled back in, as it usually does this time of year. It seemed like it had been maybe kind of getting a little better, but now it's getting back in and hovering over, so allow a little extra time this morning, perhaps, and look out for all of the four-legged friends today on the roads. It is 5:30.
In Wisconsin, there are a lot of reasons to buy insurance. We get wind and hail, have lightning strikes regularly, and we have car accidents. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. Choosing an insurance company can seem difficult. They all advertise themselves as the best, but we encourage you to consider Erie Insurance, which is above all in service. Trust Richards Insurance when we say that we want to be your Erie Insurance agent. Visit RichardsInsure.com and request a quote today. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
John Deere addresses the layoffs. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn wins the game against above-ground pests with three distinct modes of action. Your best year starts with Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist Corn. John Deere is addressing its decision to lay off more than 2,000 production and salaried employees over the last 12 months. Brownfield's Brett Barnett has more.
In a statement to Brownfield on Monday, John Deere officials cited a reduction in product demand and increased operational costs as two of the biggest factors behind the recent layoffs. The company says the ag equipment industry has faced significant economic challenges over the last year, with John Deere encountering a 20% decline in sales from 2023 to 2024. Deere says the decision to reduce roles was challenging. But the company says the adjustments, along with efforts to reduce costs and align production and inventory levels, will give it a strong position for the future. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
The CEO of a U.S. drone manufacturer is monitoring proposed legislation that would ban Chinese-made drones. Brownfield's Michelle Stangler has the story.
Arthur Erickson, CEO of U.S. drone manufacturer Helio, says Chinese manufacturer DJI has 70 to 80% of the world's drone market share.
What this bill is doing is it's taking away the FCC's ability to give DJI products their necessary communication licenses to work on our radio networks, like our Wi-Fi networks and all that here in the States. So if they can't get FCC authorization to be on our communication networks, then they're effectively paperweight.
Trace Thompson, a graduate research assistant at the University of Missouri, tells Brownfield if the legislation passes, it could have a long-term impact.
You're going to see farmers less willing to use them because they're going to cost a lot more money.
I'm Michelle Stengler with Brownfield.
American Soybean Association's Kyle Kunkler says the group is reviewing how the U.S. EPA's new draft insecticide strategy could impact farming practices. Kunkler says farmers and applicators who are familiar with EPA herbicide strategy will find similar mitigation approaches in the new insecticide strategy.
Why that's good is because you're not going to be asking growers and applicators to reinvent the wheel and have to learn two entirely different systems.
He says it's clear from the latest proposal the EPA has been listening to the concerns of ag groups, but there are more compliance areas that could be improved. There were slight changes to the USDA national corn and soybean condition ratings over the past week. That followed another mixed week of weather in major growing areas. In Wisconsin, 58% of the corn is silking a day ahead of average, 15% up to the dough stage already. 65% of the soybeans are blooming, about 3 days behind average. Potato harvesters have 11% of the crop out of the ground. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
Direct cash cattle trade with Clyde and cash hogs into the day higher. Good morning. I'm Megan Grebner with the Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity was quiet Monday. Show lists this week are mixed, higher in Kansas, Nebraska, and Colorado, but lower in Texas. Bids and asking prices weren't established. Significant trade volume will likely be delayed until that back half of the week. At the Oklahoma National Stockyards, feeder steers were steady to $5 lower. Feeder heifers were $2 to $5 higher. Steer and heifer cows were steady to $4 higher. year. The USDA says demand was good and quality was average. The market has held on fairly well so far this week, despite a drop in futures prices on Monday. Receipts were up on the week and the year. Feeder supply included 51% steers, and 65% of the offering was over 600 pounds. Medium and large on feeder steers, 700 to 731 pounds, brought $262 to $275. Feeder steers, 855 to 897 pounds, brought $244.50 to $257. Medium and large on feeder heifer, 605 to 642 pounds, brought $258 to $283.50. Boxed beef closed higher and sharply higher with good demand for solid offerings. Choice up $1.04 at $314.81. Select closed 406 higher at 301.52. Estimated cattle slaughter was 115,000 head, even on the week and down about 6,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed higher with a very light negotiated run. While processors were more aggressive in their procurement efforts and bid up, there wasn't much movement Monday. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market has been strong. That's helping provide some price support. Supplies of market-ready hogs are ample, and there's been plenty of pork available as hog weights are still running well above year-ago levels. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct closed $1.94 higher with a weighted average of 84.07. The Iowa, Minnesota, and the Western Corn Belt had no comparison, but a weighted average of 84.40. Prices at the Eastern Corn Belt were not reported due to confidentiality. Pork values closed higher Monday, up $1.61 at $106.78. Bellies were sharply higher. Loins, butts, picnics, and ribs were also higher. Estimated hog slaughter was 482,000 head, up 29,000 on the week and up about 5,000 on the year. And at the CME, live and feeder cattle were sharply lower ahead of the week's direct business. And lean hog futures ended the day lower, pressured by technical selling. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit WISoybean.org.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. I know I am totally biased, but we have a super cool hardware store. Where else can you buy groceries, hardware, and booze all under the same roof? Don't you feel like you're always running, hurrying here and there and trying to keep the house clean, the kids clean, and the fridge stocked? Trust me, I know what it's like. And that's why my crew and I do our best to make your stop at Aiders quick and productive. We are happy to spend some time in the plumbing aisle with you, or talking through the connection on that new faucet, or recommending the best pest control for your garden and lawn. We'll even tell you what not to buy, like primer. You don't need it to change colors. So please, enjoy your summer. Smell the roses. Yes, we have some lovely ones for sale. And remember, we are happy to help with all those honey-do lists. Aiders is your summer project headquarters and your great big store with small-town smiles.
Direct cattle business was quiet Monday. Midwest butcher hogs were $5 lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics. Leveraging the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country, Stein has yield. Soybeans were lower, with crop weather more favorable in some areas than others. August beans were down 22 and three quarters at 1054 and three quarters. September was 12 lower at 1030. Corn was mostly firm on spread trade and oversold signals, with September up 1¾ at 396 and a quarter, and December 2¼ higher at 412 and a quarter. Cattle were down sharply, getting ready for direct business. August live was 160 lower at 186.97. October was down 175 at 186.80. August feeders were 327 lower at 256.42. And on technical pressure, August hogs were $2.02 lower at 91.45. October was down 337 at 74.82. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
More on-farm strategies for risk management today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizal offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Yesterday, we talked about the reasons why farmers need to consider strategic risk management. Today, we begin discussing how. And again, we have ag economists from Purdue University weighing in. Here's Michael Langemeyer.
Diversification is a very good response to risk. Given that, why is not everybody really diversified? Why do we move away from farms that had corn, soybeans, wheat, and cattle, and hogs, and on and on and on? We know that if we had six enterprises, we would reduce risk. If you specialize, you're able to garner the economies of scale. And so you have to look at that trade-off between diversification and specialization. Diversification is a good strategy against risk, but other strategies can protect you from downside risk, specifically a strong balance sheet and a low per unit cost.
Langemeyer adds, don't be afraid to seek advice.
If it looks like there's a gap in knowledge there, ask the question, do I need to hire a consultant? Do I need more help in this area? Marketing advice is one that's very typical, but also having an agronomist help with the production plans.
Economist Jim Mintert adds advice for your in-house management team as well.
We're engaged in an industry that's changing very, very rapidly. And if you're not engaged in professional development over time, you're going to fall behind relatively quickly, even if you're state-of-the-art today.
More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business. All special summer feeder cattle sales will be beef Holstein combination sales every second and fourth Friday through the months of June, July, and August. Bloomington Livestock Exchange will return to special Roundup feeder cattle sales in the fall. For more information, visit bloomingtonlivestock.com or give them a call at 608-994-2020.
Mandatory milk testing. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Colorado's Department of Agriculture has implemented mandatory bulk tank testing for all licensed herds as part of an effort to reduce the spread of highly pathogenic avian influenza, the H5N1 virus. The state's veterinarian executive order requires the weekly milk test to be collected, and positive dairies would be placed under quarantine. Colorado recently had 3.2 million birds depopulated, and they're concerned about dairy workers. Dairies that don't comply will face civil penalties. Consistent rains have made the alfalfa harvest challenging for farmers in parts of the Great Lakes region.
It's been a difficult year, that's putting it mildly, for our first cutting.
Michigan State University Extension's Phil Cates tells Brownfield up to 10 inches of rain in July, as some farmers in the state still trying to get a first cutting.
That is just excessive. Sometimes we have farms that don't have a lot of rain, but it's just rain every other day. And so dry hay has been very difficult to harvest and to have it dry and then bale.
Kate says with the heavy rains and change in fertilizer prices, growers should consider potassium applications and make sure soil tests are up to date. He says while yields have been good, quality could be poor and feed rations will need to be adjusted accordingly. Cash dairy prices were mixed Monday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey unchanged since Friday at 57 cents, no sales recorded. 40-pound cheese blocks up 2 cents to 195 with one sale. Cheese barrels up a half cent to 197 and a half, no sales there. Butter down a quarter of a cent to 308 and 3 quarters, two sales recorded. Non-fat dry milk up 3 quarters of a penny to 124 and 9 sales. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Good morning from WRCO, the Light in the Milk House Show forecast. Partly sunny, warm, and humid. A slight chance of a thunderstorm this afternoon and a high of 86. Winds variable between 2 and 7 miles per hour. Increasingly cloudy and humid tonight, a low of 68, with a 40% chance of thunderstorms later on. A shower or thunderstorm possible early morning Wednesday, otherwise a high near 90. Right now in Richland Center, a fog that has settled in after a midnight reading of 67. We're at 64 degrees today. Here's Charlie Pride.
I call from every rundown phone booth in Atlanta, Georgia, trying to find someone to tell me where you've gone. I begged and pleaded with your mama till she gave me this number. Honey, we can work it out. Please come on home. Where I belong, and the feeling I'm feeling inside is what I'm trying to send through these wires. Darling, who cares who's right and who's wrong?
This is love.
This is love.
I've never been here before, and
when I leave,
I won't come back anymore. For everything I've met since I've been here has only brought me pain. So when I leave, I won't come back again. Well, here I am on the corner of heart and mind, and the citizens of love are running blind, breaking one another's hearts and crying all the while, just like pain was going out of style. So this is love.
This is love.
I've never been here before, and when I leave, I won't come back anymore. For everything I've met since I've been here's only brought me pain. So when I leave, I won't come back again. In the state of confusion all the time. Heartaches are always present, makes no difference where you turn, and the taxes take what happiness you earn. So this is love.
This is love.
I've never been here before, and when I leave, I won't come back anymore. For everything I've met since I've been here has only brought me pain. So when I leave, I won't come back again. So when I leave, I won't come back again. So when I leave, I won't come back again.
Tommy Cash on WRCO, and a little tune there called So This Is Love. 9 minutes before the hour of 6 o'clock, and we'll get in the weather forecast details from Tony Schumacher before our ABC News update at the top of the hour, 6 o'clock. It's foggy and 64 degrees. It was a nice win for the Brewers last night, and the Brewers are actually... they are buyers instead of sellers as the trade deadline nears. It looks like they have picked up a starting pitcher. So we'll have more details when we check out sports later on this morning right here on the radio. Well, we hope your day is a good one. We hope it's going along well so far. I mean, it's early. This is the group Burning Daylight. That's the group Burning Daylight here on the Milk Cow Show from WRCO. Weather is next.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios. Try something different with a side of great tunes.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it looks like a continuation of the warm and humid weather across our region really for the foreseeable future, and it's going to stay unsettled as well with numerous disturbances coming through, providing a chance of some widely scattered showers and thunderstorms. Now, a few of these could be on the strong side the next couple of days, so we'll certainly keep an eye on that situation. Also, some downpours with locally heavy rain will be possible, as they'll generally have slow movement, these thunderstorms coming through. Temperatures, meanwhile, hovering several degrees above normal. It's possible if we get enough sunshine on a few days, temperatures could get up around 90 degrees or so. But definitely take it easy during the warmest parts of the day. The high humidity will make it feel a bit taxing out there, especially if you are engaged in heavy activity. So today, chance of some patchy fog early, otherwise partly sunny, warm and humid, high close to 86. Slight chance of a thunderstorm this afternoon with light winds. Tonight, increasing clouds and humid, 40% chance of thunderstorms late, low at 68. Tomorrow, chance of a shower or thunderstorm early in the morning, then partly sunny and steamy, high near 89 degrees. South wind up to 5. Wednesday night, chance of scattered thunderstorms later, low 68. Thursday, mostly cloudy and muggy with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely, high in the middle 80s. On Friday, maybe an isolated shower through the early afternoon, breaks of sun with lows in the mid-60s and highs in the mid to upper 80s. For Saturday, partly cloudy, very warm and humid, low 65, high near 88. There's a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms Saturday night. On Sunday, mostly cloudy with a few showers or thunderstorms possible. Low 63, high near 83. And next Monday, partly sunny. 30% chance of rain and storms late in the day, high near 82. Have a good morning out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
64 degrees with some fog that has really settled in this morning. Yesterday's high, 85. We picked up 25 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. The record high for July 30th, 101, in 1916. Record